Thank you and good morning. The Southern Humboldt School District Board has thrown its support behind State Proposition 55, a measure that will restore school funding that was cut between 2007 and 2012 by incrementally raising the personal income tax on those who earn more than $250,000 per year over the course of the next 14 years. The new measure, which will replace Prop 30 that was passed in 2012 and which sunsets in 2018, is expected to raise about $5 billion per year. And Southern Humboldt School Superintendent Catherine Scott said in a statement that having a dependable source of funding enables us to plan appropriately and provide our students with the educational resources they deserve. Governor Jerry Brown had more than 1,000 bills to consider once the legislative session ended. Governor Brown wasted little time either signing or vetoing those bills, and of the 1,059 measures he considered, he vetoed 159 of them, 15%. The governor issued statements for each veto decision, and many of those bills he considered either redundant or those that would hurt the state's finances. Brown has now served 14 years in the governor's mansion, and according to the Sacramento Bee, during those years in office, he has been handed just over 15,000 bills and vetoed about 8%, or about 1,200 in total. Firefighters, an ambulance crew, and CHP officers responded to the scene of a fatal crash on Highway 36 yesterday morning after the driver of a 2004 Jeep Cherokee left the roadway and rolled about 40 feet down an embankment along a stretch of the highway in Trinity County. The driver, who has not been identified, was thrown from the vehicle and suffered fatal injuries at the scene. The wreckage was spotted from the air, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. It was a busy weekend for the Crescent City area CHP office, particularly on Sunday, when the promised rains forecasted for the region arrived. The rain was heavier in Del Norte County, and CHP officers responded to four separate collisions across the county, with rain playing a primary role. There was only one fatal crash, however, and that involved the lone occupant and driver of a Nissan 350Z that left the wet roadway on Highway 199 and resulted in the death of 43-year-old Humboldt County resident Mary DeZern. DeZern's car was found about 150 feet down an embankment, and it took search and rescue personnel nearly 2 hours to recover her body and the wreck. DeZern had been reported missing by family on Sunday after she failed to reach her destination in Oregon on Sunday evening. Jordan Christmas has news from Humboldt State.
The U.S. Department of Education has awarded a $3.9 million grant to Humboldt State University, funding that will be spent over the next 5 years. The funding will be used to help increase the number of Hispanic and low-income undergraduate students in the Hispanic-serving institution's science, technology, engineering, or mathematics program. A college or university is designated as a Hispanic-serving institution if they have an undergraduate full-time equivalent enrollment of at least 25% Hispanic students. HSU has been designated as a HSI since 2013.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department held its annual departmental meeting last week, a meeting Police Chief Andy Mills describes as a leadership session to outline the direction and priorities the department will follow for the next 2 to 3 years. Mills said on Talk Shop that he and command staff have taken the feedback from residents of Eureka and will focus on the two most pressing issues brought forth by the community, residential burglaries and guns.
First one is the community told us loud and clear that burglaries, residential burglaries, is their top priority. And so we are going to do everything we can to get in the way of burglars. And then the second one is gun violence. Now, we're doing a great job on gun violence. We've gotten a lot of guns off the street over the past several months.
Mills said that he used the meeting to give his younger officers a history lesson on Eureka and policing in the city and how it's changed over the decades. One thing that hasn't changed, according to Mills, is the need for community involvement when it comes to effective policing.
One of the things, for instance, that I would love to see and mention this is if there's a burglary in your neighborhood, that we get a group of volunteers, hint, hint, hint out there, to go door to door in that neighborhood. They're making entry through the back window. Suspect is described as this. Just let everybody know because that increases the awareness and it also increases the calls to us. We can get people into the area quicker.
You can listen to Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills talk policing strategies by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.